Back home, and there was more turbulence at Aer Lingus this weekend due to industrial actions by pilots union IALPA. A work stoppage yesterday led to the cancellation of 120 flights, impacting up to 17,000 passengers. Pilots are seeking a pay rise of up to 24% to take account of what they say are increases in the cost of living since their last wage hike in 2019. But Aer Lingus is only offering 12.25% and also wants to discuss productivity measures in exchange for higher pay. Talks between the two sides are due to start at the Labour Court tomorrow. Let's get more now from Owen Curry, who's owner of Travel Extra magazine, and he's with us in studio this afternoon. Good afternoon, Owen.
Afternoon, Angus.
Industrial action ramped up this weekend. Pilots are now also threatening all-out strike if their pay demands aren't met. How likely is it, do you think, that we're going to get to that point?
I'm just listening to John there talking about negotiations that almost collapsed. That's where we are. Getting them in the same room and keeping them going is the key to getting through this. Is going to be very difficult. The nature of these things from the precedents we have is that nothing happens for ages and then everything happens very suddenly at the end of it. You get a deal. It's probably going to be a productivity for pay deal. The rhetoric on both sides is obviously dismissing any suggestion of that at the moment. Labour Court, that's what it's there for. It's the arbitration process that sadly we've already been through, but with an interim recommendation by the Labour Court. But the key is that we get back there on tomorrow. We know a lot more as a result of yesterday's pilots' action. Aer Lingus flew through the 8-hour stoppage. They protected the transatlantic routes, which they said they were going to do. I think it was a little over 2 hours. They got all of those departures away. They got everybody on board, cooperation from the airport with in terms of getting people through security queues. They know they can cope with the one-day stoppage without enormous amounts of damage. IALPA had a great show, very spectacular visuals of their members out picketing. They know they've proved a point, their strength. Maybe that is getting over the pre-view of, or the sabre-rattling part of this process, but for the passengers looking in, it's very frustrating uncertainty all through the summer.
It certainly is, and as you referenced there, talks to start at the Labour Court tomorrow, but what is the middle ground here? Because the two sides are very far apart. The pilots wanting 24%, Aer Lingus only offering 12.25%, but the pilots are adamant at this stage they won't make any concessions in relation to productivity. Do you think that will change?
Yeah, it doesn't look very hopeful, but it also doesn't look hopeless. And we've seen intractable situations being resolved by the Labour Court. It's in a way we have lost that confrontational side of industrial relations that you see it in Reeling in the years. It was quite normal that the first card played by a trade union was a strike. What we have probably to deal with here is getting what looks like an intractable dispute into that process, into that arbitration process. Also, you need a lot of experience to be a pilot. You need something like 1,500 hours flying experience to be let near a cockpit. There isn't a hell of a lot of experience in negotiation because we haven't had this leadership team of IALPA in negotiations before. And we also have a different structure in Aer Lingus with IAG, the umbrella organisation. Aer Lingus is effectively a Spanish airline looking over their shoulder. So a little bit of a learning process probably will take place over the next 2 or 3 days. The internal politics of IALPA will play a part in this. The pay agreements from 2019 to 2023 were signed by the previous leadership, and the current leadership think they can do better. And also the relationship between IALPA and FORSA, the umbrella union. They're all the things that would give me hope, but it's not a very good place to start because the differences are great, as you say.
And very briefly, in the middle of this caught up are the passengers. 17,000 affected across the weekend. How are they likely to, I suppose they've already voted with their feet to some degree, and that's a lot of them aren't voting with Aer Lingus now, but those who are impacted, what sort of recourse do they have?
The only thing you can do is stay calm, wait, the airline will be in touch, the contract with the airline stays in place, they will get you to where you're supposed to be, and Aer Lingus have been doing that with passengers. They've rerouted, they've cancelling 10 flights a day is not a huge amount, because that's what happens in summer with weather events.
Okay, Owen Curry, owner of Travel Extra magazine, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure,
this afternoon.
Angus.
We'll be back shortly with more on This Week.